which is his strong suit. I would think he would.
For Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio, WJFK.
Join Washington Sports Clubs today, Thursday, November 20th, only for the very low joining fee of $25. And Washington Sports Clubs will donate the entire amount to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's today only. Call 1-800-301-1231.
Something's different in the shipping department.
Excuse me?
Walls always this color?
Yep.
I don't know. Things seem strangely serene.
Well, yeah. Instead of using three different companies for international, overnight, and ground, now we use Brown for everything.
Everything?
Yeah. 88,000 trucks, one of the world's largest air fleets, global tracking. It all works together.
It's, I don't know, calming.
I call it the Brown effect.
One integrated shipping network makes life simpler. International, overnight, ground. UPS. What can Brown do for you?
The station with less BS. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My dad doesn't like my attitude. So Uncle Pussy said that I should come down here and talk to you. Because you're old and have wisdom and stuff.
Oh, his mother's another one. Well, what'd you do?
I took Mom's car out of the garage and it got wrecked.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What's the purpose?
Of what?
Being here on our planet.
Why does everything have to have a purpose? The world is a jungle. And if you want my advice, Anthony, don't expect happiness. You won't get it. People let you down. And I'm not naming any names. But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll put more cash in your khaki pants. Don and Mike.
I promised everybody yesterday we would get to Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
Right.
The Larry King book on tape. You've heard us set it up. Let's just go right to it. This is on number one?
Number one.
Here we go.
This audiobook is dedicated to all divorced.
I think we can.
Are we taking it from the top again?
I think we can skip past.
Yeah.
Let's just pick it up.
Please.
No, Rob. We're operating under the gun today. Let's just skip ahead
to where we left off.
Larry picks the kid up. To where he disses the mom.
Speed reading.
Right,
Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
Where we did with Mankind yesterday.
Went to my car real early in the morning. I know she loves this car. It's a convertible. I put the top down, and I zip over to my
Of course,
door.
Everybody knows that this is a book on tape about Larry King getting divorced from one of his 15 wives.
A book for kids.
Yes, a book for kids, and he's forcing his daughter. Sounds like one of those terrorist videos where someone's been kidnapped. It's forcing her to read her part.
We don't know if he's forcing her, but she sure sounds like it.
On a day with Daddy, I kiss my mom goodbye and run to my father's dark brown Cougar with the tan color inside.
You know, we could just play the first part every day and laugh every day.
We could. I mean, it does not diminish when we play it every time.
It's a big car, and Daddy's leather boots shine as we drive along.
Daddy.
We have a secret. Daddy lets me steer the car from the center of the seat.
Come here, sit on Daddy's lap.
It's not a secret now. It's been published!
He always makes me feel grown up and special.
There's a brief hello to her mother, just brief. And
just brief, because she left me.
Just brief? Hi, bitch! Where's the deduction?
Put the deduction in the car.
When little Kaya is in the car and the thrilling day begins.
There we go.
We always go to her favorite place. She doesn't tell any of her friends about it. She doesn't tell her mother about it.
There's the second, in like less than 30 seconds, the second dig.
Mm-hmm.
Just brief. Mother doesn't know about it.
Now listen. I'm going to take you to this place. You're going to see some beautiful animals. It's called a racetrack.
We're going to play the horses.
Maybe your dog knows, but I doubt it.
The first place Daddy takes me is to our secret park.
Okay, now this is always where we've stopped the tape.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we've just let our imaginations run wild.
Then we really get bad.
Okay, so let's see now. We'll now discover exactly what the secret park is that they go to.
Why Daddy and I know where this park is. It has a magical feeling to it, like being in the wilderness. We live in Florida, where it is almost always sunny and the clouds are beautiful.
Their secret park is Hialeah Park.
That's it.
Hialeah.
Kaya, do you like dogs? Daddy's taking you to a dog track today.
It's a magical place.
Now, we're going to play a phonetics game. There's a word that sounds like H but starts with J. It's high. High lie.
High lie.
High lie.
Hi, would you like to put the wages down again? Here we go.
Trees and flowers grow everywhere.
Kaya gets to play among all the things she likes so much, her special things in her secret place.
Oh,
when
my.
She's finished playing, she always comes over to me and gives me...
Wait a minute, she plays with special things in her secret place?
I'm not sure.
I know. We're all thinking the same thing.
Yes,
all right, do that again for Daddy.
Ian gives me a little hug and says, this will always be our special place.
Oh, my God.
I play on the swings for a while.
Oh.
And then Daddy says it is time for lunch.
Let's see.
Lunch is always Burger King because Kaya loves it there.
And because it's cheap. I get the meal for $2.99.
Let's go to Burger King. Get back in the car. Come on, I got a date.
Go to Burger King.
Lunch is always Burger King because Kaya loves it there.
Yeah.
If we're going out to eat, that's her favorite place.
Right.
I have a Whopper and fries, and Daddy asks me how I am doing. I tell him
Daddy has a cigarette.
Daddy, that didn't sound like it was too pre-read. Daddy asked me how I am doing.
Right. I miss him and how lonely the house is without both of my parents there. Daddy tells me things happen in life that aren't always good, like divorce. He says it wasn't my fault and that both he and my mommy love me very much.
Daddy is lying.
It was Daddy's fault. That's what Daddy ought to say.
We have our usual conversation while Kaya eats. We talk about life in general, how things are going.
I got to shut down this week on my show with Dasha Arafat.
It was fantastic. You wouldn't believe that.
What, you drew a picture? That's great. I had Ted Kennedy on my show.
Ted Turner took me to his ranch.
There was something on her mind, except boys. She hates boys. Later, this will change drastically. Trust me.
Trust me.
Yeah. He knows all.
Trust me.
When I finish eating, Daddy says we are going someplace very special.
The racetrack.
The monkey jungle.
The where?
The monkey jungle.
The monkey jungle.
Later, Daddy will pay for lunch with a bad check.
Come on, let's go to the monkey jungle. If I give him a plug on my show, they'll let us in for free.
Kaya, it's the monkey jungle.
Monkey jungle.
When I finish eating, Daddy says we are going someplace very special. The monkey jungle. It is a park with different kinds of monkeys, including chimpanzees and gorillas. Daddy buys me cotton candy, and we stroll together in the sunshine.
After lunch, I suggest we go to the monkey jungle. We both love this place, which is literally a jungle full of monkeys and parrots.
I spot a large cage with a huge black gorilla with a silver back. I run up to the cage and see that his name is Boo. I call out to him, and he turns around and charges right at me.
Then, he throws his feces at my daddy. Kaya!
I just like the monkeys going mad at the monkey
right
jungle.
At me.
Kaya, being a friendly sort, leans up against the cage and yells, Boo-loo! Boo-loo turns around, takes one step toward Kaya, and she runs out of the monkey jungle.
Help,
Daddy!
I drop
the cotton candy and run for my life.
I run, but I trip on my half boots.
With me and hugs me, so I won't be afraid. I feel safe with him.
Oh, yeah, sure. What kid wouldn't feel safe with Larry King?
My God, too much information.
I run fiercely behind her down
fiercely.
South 60 Highway.
I run fiercely behind her, struggling for air.
Slow down! Damn you, child!
I can't run in these double nids.
Needless to say, we do not visit Boo-loo again.
Boo-loo.
I need some music to make me sound like I'm human.
What is this?
We head to the movie theater where Pinocchio is playing, and we get a
perfect
seat.
That's a perfect
right
movie for Daddy.
The movie is great.
The movie is about a guy who works for CNN. He leaves wife after wife after wife.
And also, every time he says that he played stickball with Sandy Koufax, his nose grows.
All of a sudden, Jiminy Cricket starts to sing When You Wish Upon a Star, and I jump up and cry, Daddy! They're playing our song. I am so happy that the song Daddy and I share has become famous.
They both have a desire for fame.
I think the song was famous before Larry King got divorced. And every time Daddy lies to me, his glasses grow.
And his head shrinks.
Every night before Kaya went to sleep, before the divorce, I would sing her favorite song, When You Wish Upon a Star. I loved holding her and looking up at the stars and pointing.
And
I would sing the words
spraying
that
my smoky breath through the room.
In his wonderful soft voice way.
Can you imagine, even if that's true, anything more hideous for a young child? When you wish upon a star.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Yeah, the star daddy wishes upon is Angie Dickinson. Big Band Mama.
Cindy Garvey.
Raquel Welch.
Sean King.
Later, we go to Daddy's apartment.
Oh, no.
And I think how strange it is to see his things so far from home.
His things.
His things. His dildos.
Oh, God.
His leather.
His leather.
His leather.
His rubber ball.
His prophylactics.
Oh, God, Daddy.
Mom packed a dress for me that's so blue, it feels like I'm wearing the sky. I'm very excited about my first dressy dinner with just me and Daddy.
The waiter comes over in a tuxedo, a napkin
waiter.
Over his
you know,
right
how
arm.
How long before they get into a restaurant?
Of
you know, the waiter where I eat for free.
His right arm. I look at Kaya, who's looking at the menu as if she's intently reading it. The waiter says, what will the young lady be having this evening?
The waiter's mouth drops open when I ask if they serve Whoppers.
He pauses and says, ma'am, we don't have Whoppers. Kaya cannot believe this. She gives me that what is going on in the world look.
What is going on in the world, Daddy?
How about we do a story where you don't where you order a Whopper? That'll be funny, won't it?
But Dad, that never happened.
It won't sell unless we have something funny.
Daddy, don't yell at me.
I'm sorry, but you're really pissing me off. Now say you ordered a Whopper.
I ordered a Whopper.
Thank you, Kaya.
The waiter says he will check with the chef, and sure enough,
see,
I have a Whopper.
It works.
On the prettiest plate I have ever seen.
There you go. They bring her a Whopper. Go to Burger King.
How much you want to bet? He says he calls the restaurant. It's Larry King. I'm coming in with my daughter. I want to keep the entire meal at $20.
She only eats Whoppers.
So send out and get a Whopper.
Send one of your busboys down to get a Whopper.
And then put on a fancy plate.
And she'll like it that way. And I'll give you a plug.
They send a busboy out to get two Whoppers and two orders of French fries and
go.
They put it on a beautiful plate. But that isn't good enough. It has to be served on paper. That is eating out.
Daddy and I have a wonderful time talking and laughing, and I am sad when it is time to leave.
Well, 4:30.
Time to go.
Let's see, what time did I pick you up? 12:30? Christ, that's 4 hours I've spent with you.
4:30, we must go.
He takes me home.
I drive Kaya home, and that is always the saddest part of a day with a daughter when you don't live with her. I kiss Kaya goodnight and take her up to the door.
Daddy points up at the stars and begins to sing to me.
Someday your mom will be dead up there. That bitch left me when I had some hair.
Then he tells me a prince story, and I tell him how I hope to meet a prince just like him.
Oh, no.
I also tell him that I wished upon a star, that I won't be divorced one day.
Well,
he kisses me and says he hopes so, too.
Then I say goodbye to her mother, briefly, just briefly.
It is never, ever easy, and must be very difficult for Kaya. Much more difficult for her, I think, than for her mommy and daddy, because we can go on to other lives.
Then why did you get divorced?
I wave to my daddy with one hand, and the other is in my mommy's hand. Squeezing
why did you
sadness.
Do it 7 times?
Mommy's squeezing him. Did Daddy hurt you today? What did Daddy do today?
Did Daddy take you to the racetrack?
And longing. I realize that night, before I go to sleep, that I am lucky to have great parents, even if they are apart.
Well, I know we got to break through. I am lucky to have a great inheritance. For Ted Turner, he pays my dad an exorbitant amount of money.
I make a lot of money.
I remember the day I shared with Daddy, and that memory stays with me always.
I hope Kaya will never have any really sad days, and that in spite of the divorce, she will always know that Daddy's coming.
I know now.
Kaya, hi. Daddy's coming.
That divorce can bring good times as well as bad. And that having two parents who love you, even if it's...
I'm in my special room.
Live together is the greatest gift of all.
No, wait, this is not... This is only like chapter one, right?
Right.
I mean, we've not even gotten into the good part of this book yet.
This audiobook is dedicated to my parents, who have given me enough love for many lifetimes. I have been blessed to know both of them. They are wonderful people, incredible parents,
right,
and two of my best friends.
God. Sure they are.
Divorce God. Is a tragedy for many children, but my mother and father treat each other with respect and spend time with me. That
it's the TV star. Hello, bitch. Is the daughter there? Put the child... Listen, you have her dressed up. I'm going to the recording studio today. We're going to do the book on tape.
Then do the book on tape. I'll pick her up. Pick up the deduction.
I don't care. I don't care if she has homework.
Filled with love.
You know who I am? I'm Lay King.
I hope that divorced parents can strive to love their children freely without placing them in the center of emotional issues.
When does Larry speak
again? I also hope that children can understand that they are always loved.
Okay, we got it. We got a break. But I've been told that we're only like 8 minutes into this thing.
Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
And there's still like... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more chapters for
nine chapters.
9 chapters of Larry and Kaya. It's Daddy Day.
Daughter Day.
Daughter Day.
Brother Day. Monty Zager Day.
Breakfast Day.
We will get back to this.
Sandy Koufax.
Listen,
Day.
I'm sorry, we got Nancy coming by, right. The hottest woman at CBS Sports. Jim Nance is coming by to pick the pros until they scab and bleed. Please bear with us.
Yes.
We will continue. We will not forget our quest to let you hear every moment of Daddy Day.
Daughter Day.
Daughter Day. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
Critics have fallen for Love Actually. Richard Roper says,
big thumbs up for me. This is almost like a symphony of greatest hits, a celebration of not just love, but movie love.
And Roger Ebert agrees.
Love Actually was directed by Richard Curtis, who wrote Four Weddings and a Funeral, Notting Hill, and Bridget Jones' Diary. This guy knows what he's doing, and he does it wonderfully. Thumbs up.
And Pat O'Brien from Access Hollywood raves.
This movie is so good, if it's not in a theater near you, I personally will drive you there to go see it.
And Time Magazine cheers. You will leave the theater with your heart humming happily.
Hey, gorgeous.
I beg your pardon?
Audiences across America are applauding.
It was hilarious.
I can't remember laughing that hard at a movie in public.
Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson, Emma Thompson, Laura Linney, Keira Knightley. Don't let the holidays go by without Love Actually.
Every now and again, there's something that's perfect for Christmas, and this is it.
Rated R for sexuality, nudity, and language. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In additional theaters everywhere this Friday.
Toyota, always a first choice for quality and value. And now the first choice for 2004 selection and savings. Choose from 17 different Toyota models, including 4Runners, Highlanders, and Siennas. All available now with third row seating. Or choose America's favorite car, Toyota Camry. Now with $750 cash back from Toyota, plus special first choice financing.